This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and welcome to Viz City.
And this is Terry Way. Today, we're going to go over on Broadway and visit a couple galleries. First, Out on a Limb, and talk about a featured artist there, Beverly Sosie. And then I wandered down the street in the next block and visited the Urban Lumber Company. I'll make a couple comments there, but primarily, we're looking at things at Out on a Limb.
Well, Bev Sosie has a beautiful display there of what I would call shadow boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Her overall look is it's mixed media and assemblage, but the overall look is I would call Victoriana, with the old birds and botanical illustrations and pieces of keys and egg beaters and all kinds of things pulled together.
Not quite steampunk.
Oh, it's really close, but
close.
Not really,
I don't know why.
It's on the edge.
That's the edge. Bev has been working in Eugene here a long time. A lot of people know her. She's also the gallery director at the Jacobs. That's another personality that she has. And she collects things and then takes those things, of which generally they have nothing to do with
each other. Uh-huh.
And she has this ability and this talent to put them mm-hmm. together, maybe add some drawings, mm-hmm. do a little of this, a little of that. I'm never quite sure what she's mm-hmm. doing. But it looks really cool and cohesive, and she makes it work.
Well,
it's just fascinating.
You have to love texture and pattern and color. And she says the process, quote, begins with the search and ends in a story. And there is something very narrative looking about each of her pieces.
There is, but I'm not quite sure what the story is oftentimes. And I don't really think she knows either. She kind of follows a little bit of a thread.
Mm-hmm.
These are new works and subtle differences. On the bigger boxes, she has her objects, and she's kind of divided the objects on one side. And then she is very talented at drawing. And so then the other side is devoted more to the drawing aspect, which mm-hmm. is kind of new. She's always incorporated both, but never quite so divided like mm-hmm. some of these new ones mm-hmm. are.
Well, my favorite piece is in the gallery window, so passersby should pause and take a look. It's called He Learned From It How to Listen. It refers to the river. Mm-hmm. It's a large shadow box. It has a big clock in it and a compass and a little mossy boat with these four lively-looking birds in Victorian suits. See, it's very strange and interesting. The palette is marine blue and sunset colors. And has this whole Victorian era of voyage and exploration quality. And then she has a Hermann Hesse quote, takes me back to my freshman literature classes, mm-hmm. about learning how to listen from the river. So I think it's very imaginative and evocative.
It is. And some other new ones, a brand new thread she's following is the complete, very small boxes that are totally enclosed. They're little cubes with a little window in them, with some object or photograph or something, and then all kinds of things. There's one with just a polished rock on the top, and then it has a funnel for a base. And that's a whole brand new thing that she's going toward. I've never seen anything like that before.
And then a third category of item is what I would have called a sculptural stabile, or at least a 3D sculpture, 2 or 3 feet tall. What I'm thinking of is called Conversations. Maybe I'm still in vacation mode, but this one also had a boat. And the mast is a working egg beater, which I imagine is very energy efficient. And then there are these two really well-dressed birds on board. Very interesting. If I were to put down my money, that would be...
That'd be the one.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about a show at Out on a Limb on Broadway here in Eugene by Beverly Sosie. It runs through September 30. And then just the gallery in general, Out on a Limb, it's been there about a year. It primarily features wooden furniture, cabinets, tables, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the primary mover is Tim Boyden, who we have talked mm-hmm. about. He's in
yeah.
Eugene, too.
Yeah.
Big,
yeah.
beautiful tables.
Lots of cool stuff. Like, for example, a coffee table made of a Red Flyer kids wagon with legs added, filled with seashells and topped with glass. That's
yeah.
really classy.
And then a real sense of humor. He uses bowling balls to make like lamps
mm-hmm.
and things. So
and
a
he
little
has a,
twist.
A series called Musical Chairs, chairs made out of instruments.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about those before
right.
when he was at the Maud Kern.
And when I was in there, the guy manning the gallery was Tim. I think
yes.
he was there when you were there.
Yes.
Yes.
Very friendly
there.
And
probably most of the time, mm-hmm. 4 out of the 5 days.
Talented, humorous.
Right. And then when Out on a Limb started about a year ago, Seth Sanfilippo was also involved, and he owns Urban Lumber Company. And they had an opportunity to have another space down the block, and they feature lumber that is made and slabbed out and created at Urban Lumber Company. There are 4 people involved there, and mm-hmm. When you go in there to look at anything, you'll talk to one of the people mm-hmm. that actually works.
Now, is that artistic furniture?
Yes, it's very similar to what Tim Boyden makes, mm-hmm. Big slabs, really creative mm-hmm. use of
inserted stones.
Right. Not so much that, because that's kind of his thing, but very similar in the quality and the creativity of how you can use wood very creatively.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never get tired of looking at it.
Lots of things on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.